Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wool and Ferocious. We turn our attention to a beautiful creekside habitat featuring luxurious vegetation and mature tree culture. Nestled near the quietest part of the creek is a lone sheep.
I am so thirsty.
Notice the sheep, with all the good graces of gentler nature, sipping with the gentility of a really gentle type creature.
This is really good.
Don't get too comfortable. A wily wolf is making his way to the creek.
Hey, don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Nah, you look just like someone who said some bad things about me 2 years ago.
Impossible. I'm not even 2 years old.
Must have been your brother.
I have no brothers.
It had to have been one of your relatives.
Let me ask you something, Wolf.
Well, all right.
Are you a tyrant?
Well, I do have a little money saved aside and plan on buying a yacht someday.
I didn't ask if you were a tycoon. I asked if you were a tyrant.
What does that mean?
Do you like to pick on animals smaller than you?
Well, as a rule, that's what we wolves do.
Do you want to do something different today?
Like what?
I brought my smartphone. We could listen to an audio drama.
Well, I was looking for takeout for lunch, but...
You've got time.
Sure, I can wait.
And if you're thirsty?
Oh, right. The creek.
You've been listening to Lifestyles of the Wool and Ferocious, part of the 22nd episode of Fable Distortions. The wisdom of Lord Dermot and Bart. We leave the beauty of Creekside and join a backwoods storyteller who somehow knows more about the jungle than I do.
Once upon a time, if we're a piece back in time, there was an elephant named Jaw and a tiger named Remy. Jaw and Remy. Well, them boys was as good of friends as you're likely ever to meet.
An elephant and tiger were friends?
Oh, at the time they was, for truly and sure.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Yeah, peculiar, I'll grant you. Well, to the point, them boys didn't stay real friendly-like.
Tiger!
You have a strong argument, I'll grant you. It was probably a one-time thing.
He likes tigers.
Well, who doesn't? I like them just fine as long as there's some bars betwixt them and me or on a package of cereal. Yeah, trouble was, there was no bars between the two friends. In hindsight, that might have helped some. They do say fences make for good neighbors.
Who are they?
You young'uns sure ask a heap of questions. Settle in. This is about to get good. It was one of them deep, dark jungle stories that only got told because someone hightailed it out of there to share what they saw. And what they saw was a monkey named Lo.
2 plus 2 is 4. 4 plus 4 is 8. 8 plus 8 is 16. 16 plus 16 is 32. 32 plus 32 is 64.
I wish that monkey would be quiet. He always makes such a racket.
Would you look at that? I have a tail.
Wait, it doesn't seem like the monkey was all that annoying.
Now you'd think that, wouldn't you? You'd probably be right. That rascal elephant and tiger? Well, they'd make a big deal out of a cricket singing on key.
That monkey was just practicing his math.
You want to know what those boys did?
What?
They made a bet.
That monkey is a menace. Hey, let's have some fun. If you can get the monkey to fall to the ground so we can teach him a lesson, then, how about if I let you tickle my younger brother, Clarence?
Tempting, but it seems like even if you lose, you win.
Listen to 2 hours of someone playing a handsaw and trash cans?
Get serious, Jaw.
And I'll tell you what them boys finally decided on.
A rousing game of checkers?
That's a great idea. But no. Instead, they decided that if the monkey fell on the ground when Jaw the elephant did his best to frighten him, why, then Remy the tiger could gobble up the elephant. But if it was Remy that got the monkey to fall from his place in the trees, why, the elephant would gobble up the tiger.
That's terrible.
I thought they were friends.
Well, there's a reason why your ma tells you that you shouldn't always do what your friends do. Why, if those fellas had talked this over a spell, they might have seen the foolishness of anyone trying to gobble up their best friend.
Gobble!
Avoid that if you can.
So what happened next?
Let's see here. The capital of Kansas is Topeka.
Capital
of Wyoming is Cheyenne. I wonder what's got into Jaw.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Maybe he stepped on an overly aggressive ant. I guess I should probably head further into the jungle to avoid any undue confrontation.
And that's just what the monkey did. He hightailed it into the jungle and went back to his educational interests.
Now, where did I put my chemistry set? Oh, there it is. Wait, where did I put my glasses? Oh.
Is he there, Jaw?
I think he's close.
Not Jaw and Remy again. They're about as silent as a waterfall trying to shout down a thunderstorm. Ooh, I like that. I should write it down and use it in my next book.
There, I see him. Third vine to your right. No, your other right.
Ah, yes. Thanks.
Ow. I can't see a thing without my glasses.
Look, Jaw. I did it. I frightened that monkey right out of the tree.
Technically, I fell on my own. I was reaching for earplugs, didn't see where I was stepping.
Quiet, you.
This is me being quiet.
Well, looks like you won fair and square.
Yeah, I won. Not so sure this feels like victory.
Can you give me 7 days to go home and say goodbye to the fam and take care of last-minute details?
Sure, buddy. What are friends for?
If I'm not needed here, maybe I can get back to my chemistry set over there. And my personal plans for, you know, world domination.
Sure. Get out of here, monkey.
I'm happy to oblige.
True to his word, Jaw the elephant went home and told his family the sad news.
Are you insane?
It was a wager, dear.
So, let me get this straight. If someone said to jump off a bridge...
There's gonna be a big splash at the bottom.
Sad story.
Jaw seems that way right now, don't it? And it's about to get sadder. But it won't last too long. Can you bear it?
We'll have to. I want to hear how it turns out.
Well, the next part features a good deal of crying.
We now break from a jungle crying jag to bring you this.
Good day, Chip Beef with this breaking news. It has been commonly held that animals are stupid. If so, something has changed in the animal kingdom. There goes one now. And another. And a third. But recently, someone left a bag of common sense at the base of a large leaf-filled tree. The first to explore the sack was a rabbit. I think we can connect with Swanee Connie and get the details. Swanee?
Thanks, Chip. We're on the scene with Bartholomew Hare.
Hey, my friends call me Bart.
Well, Bart, what exactly did you find?
A bag with common sense.
What exactly did you do with it?
Took some for myself and then set up a forest-wide plan to distribute common sense as needed.
To other forest creatures?
Yes, 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 yes.
So what's the end result, Bart?
Well, for one thing, we don't just stand around and let ourselves get taken anymore. No more whoosh and whoosh and whoosh. It's more like ding-dong.
Like, who is it?
A cat.
I, do not believe it is in my best interest to, let you in.
Why?
You need common sense to understand.
Okay.
So, the end result?
Most animals are more cautious when they need to be.
And the rest?
Whoosh!
And we have our answer. Common sense. Not just for forest animals. I'm Chip Beef. We now return you to your anticipated jungle crying jag.
He's silly.
Yeah, elephants don't cry well.
You're telling me.
Yes, I believe I was. Anyways, people three jungles over thought a storm was brewing.
Do you hear that, Audrey?
We're in for it now.
That sad old elephant soon had a guest. He was about to change the whole story.
For goodness sakes, friend Jaw, you've been keeping everybody awake for days now. What's going on?
Ah, Dermot, my oldest friend and smallest, I have made a terrible mistake.
Wait, who was Dermot?
Well, that was a wise old deer mouse that didn't have any enemy in the world. Except for pretty much every cat in the jungle.
So he had a lot of enemies?
Yeah, I guess he did. Just not with the non-cat types.
Like me.
Yeah, like you. So the noise, Jaw, what's it all about?
It's not to make me healthier, Dermot. I made a wager with Remy and lost. He plans to gobble me up day after tomorrow.
Wow, this is serious.
I should say so.
Then do.
Do what?
Say so.
So...
Never mind. You know, I'd be pretty sad if Remy the Tiger would have gobbled you up.
Thanks, Dermot, but it's too late.
I may be able to help you.
You? You could do that?
Maybe.
If you would do that, I would gladly be your slave for the rest of my life.
Don't you ever get tired of making bad decisions?
You have a point. But how could I pay you back?
We'll get to that. But right now, let's get you out of this jam.
It's not really a jam. It's more like a sticky situation. Oh, that's what... Got it. Good one.
Truth is, the solution to this issue is strawberry jam.
I think my wife canned some last fall.
Great, grab a jar and meet me back here.
Strawberry jam?
Sound tasty.
Dermot thought it sounded pretty wonderful, too.
All right, Dermot. What do we do now?
We put a jar's worth of jam on your side, and I'll ride along and lick it off.
How does that help?
Well, I get to eat jam, one of my favorite things.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that? But how does it help me?
When Remy arrives, he'll think you're being attacked.
Oh, then he'll bring a loaf of bread and join us?
No, you start to act like every ticklish lick is something that hurts. He'll be frightened and run away.
So, did it work?
Better than anyone expected.
I'm here, Jaw. Come out.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Remy, is that you? You gotta help me.
Stick around long enough and you're next, Remy.
Oh, ouch. Oh, oh, no, stop. Ow.
I'm hungry, ow. And I got to infest.
Stop.
Won't take me long to finish
ow.
Here.
Ow, 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 ow.
Well, you can't eat what you can't catch, Dermot.
And with that, the tiger took out like a bolt of lightning, never to be seen again.
Is that why they say elephants are afraid of mice?
It could be, or it could all just be a tall tale. Seems this series is just thick with them.
So was the lesson have to do with tricking our friends?
Just the opposite, young lady. It's that when you have a friend, you should always treat them like a friend. You look out for what's best for your friend.
So they never should have bet.
That sounds about right.
They should be friends.
That also sounds about right. You're a right smart young man.
Three stories from three different types of fables. Don't worry, it's likely you've never heard any of them. The first, The Wolf and the Lamb, was an Aesop fable. Who would have guessed? The second, The Elephant Has a Bet with the Tiger, is a Malayan fable. And the third, How Sense Was Distributed, is an African fable. In each case, someone had to use common sense to get out of a bad situation. You've been listening to Fable Distortions, Episode 22, The Wisdom of Lo, Dermot, and Bart. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players, Delvin Kinzer as Robin, Remy, and Chip Beef, Tom Chalker as Wolf and Jaw, Glenn Haskell as Storyteller, Ryan Haskell as Lo and Bart, Katie Daynert, Jaw's wife and Dormouse, and guests Natalie Stanfield, Rachel Buchanan, and the Daynert family, John, Joni, Chloe, and Rigby. Fable Distortions, The Wisdom of Lo, Dermot, and Bart was written and produced by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tadrazak. Theme music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Art director, Hasnat Dilawar. This story is presented for your amusement and pleasure, and characters are fictitious, and any similarities to an actual human or farm creature was unintended. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I am your narrator, John Daynert. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
Whoosh!
We'll have to. I want to know.
Whoosh!
Thanks for the opportunity to use my radio voice.
Whoosh!
Is that enough? Is that enough yeses for you?
Whoosh!
Jam, 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 jammy!
Whoosh!
We're recording. Keep the door closed.
Whoosh!
Oblige. 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 I keep saying oblige.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
Did you hear about my friend, the kleptomaniac? He said he was suffering from it, so I told him to take something for it.
Oh my goodness.
Whoosh.
Sorry.
Whoosh!